Hallo, dit is weer Robert met een audiocolumn en vandaag wil ik het gaan hebben over bitching.
Okay, you wanna know why? Because I do and I talk about whatever the hell I want. Okay.
Tot zover mijn eigen gebitch. Ik ben er niet heel goed in, maar ik heb er toch wel stiekem bewondering voor. En er zijn meer homo's die dat hebben. Ik weet niet wat dat precies is, maar op de een of andere manier hebben wij bewondering voor vrouwen die sterk zijn. Vrouwen die duidelijk kunnen zeggen als ze ergens helemaal geen trek in hebben. In ieder geval wil ik nu met jullie een paar fantastische fragmenten delen waarin sprake is van echt authentiek gebitch.
I'm a bitch.
Ja, en voor het eerste fragment gaan we een paar jaar terug in de tijd. BBC Radio, die had de Amerikaanse talkshow host Joan Rivers te gast. En er was ook een andere gast bij die iets zei wat haar niet helemaal beviel.
Since black offends Joan, I will make
black, it... Wait, no, just stop right now. Black does not offend me. How dare you? How dare you say that? Black offends me? You know nothing about me. You sat down here. How
I
dare you?
The use of the term black offends you.
Well, the use of the term black offends me? Where the hell are you coming from? You have got such a chip on your shoulder. How dare you say that?
I think this is a language problem.
No, I don't.
Caribbean,
I think this is a problem in your stupid head. You had a child. You left them. Your wife said you weren't there. You married a woman. You deserted her. Now your son comes back. He's got problems. Where were you when he was growing up till he was 8 years old?
May we continue?
How dare you? Now, please continue. But don't you dare call me that, son of a bitch.
Right, Darkus, can we just say that...
Yes, please continue about this wonderful father who left us three children.
Can we just say that you don't think Joan is a racist, and then perhaps we can move on?
Damn right, I will not continue.
I don't know whether she's a racist or not, I don't care.
You said the word black offense?
Normally,
that's
the stupidest thing
I've ever heard.
Normally, I wouldn't ever meet you in my life.
No, nor would I choose to meet you.
Okay.
Nor would I choose to meet you.
Hey, listen, we're going to...
No, she's not a racist.
Please continue about your stupid film.
Right.
I'm a bitch.
En dan hebben we Tyra Banks, presentatrice van America's Next Topmodel. Aan het einde van iedere aflevering wordt er iemand weggestuurd. En in dit fragment krijgt Tyra Banks een aanvaring met een meisje wat een beetje een ondankbare houding heeft.
Do you know that all of America is rooting for you? Do you know that? And then you come in here and you treat this like a joke? Have a bad attitude. Maybe I am angry inside. I've been through stuff, so I'm angry.
Yes, but this is not okay. Be quiet.
That's what is wrong with you. Stop it! I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this. When my mother yells at this, it's because she loves me. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you? Learn something from this. You go to bed at night, you lay there, and you take responsibility for yourself. Because nobody's going to take responsibility for you. You roll in your eyes and you act like this because you've heard it all before. You've heard it all before. You don't know where the hell I come from. You have no idea what I've been through. But I'm not a victim. I grow from it and I learn. Take responsibility for yourself.
I'm a bitch.
Right. Als toetje nog een klein stukje Tyra Banks, die onlangs in haar eigen talkshow van leer trok tegen de roddelbladen die beweerden dat ze toch wel een beetje dik was geworden de laatste tijd.
To all of you that have something nasty to say about me or other women that are built like me, women that sometimes or all the time look like this, women whose names you know, women whose names you don't, women who've been picked on, women whose husbands put them down, women at work or girls in school, I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my